He now lives in Redwood, New York, way up almost close to the Canadian border. Neil is, this is the third year that he's played here at the Fiddler's Reunion. Neil is 75 years old. He's a retired dairy farmer. He's been playing fiddle off and on, he says, for about 30 years. Generally a nice man, but he has absolutely no taste in musical talent because he got Joe Fallon to play with him. Okay. So the reason we put the sign up there, it's Neil Morrison. If you look real close, you can see it says Joe Fallon. Okay.
I've only got one thing to say. I hate kids.
All I got to add to that is when you hear me, you'll know why. got a good backup, haven't I? Let's play this waltz in D. We didn't play it out there, but
I'm right behind it.
This one we didn't check out, but we'll try it.
Rachel Waltz?
I think it is. I may be wrong on that. But if that isn't the name of that, somebody tell me what it is.
You can call it anything you want to call it.
We're going to try one here that I can goof up on just as easy as I can on any piece. It's called Still on the Hill. And I think that refers to a still on the hill, doesn't it?
I believe it probably does.
I don't know. Kitty.
Thank you.
He said I did great, but I want to tell you I goofed on that. That was supposed to have been cut off just about two measures before.
Now, if you didn't tell anyone, they'd have never known the difference.
Well, I got to tell my mistakes. We're going to try one called Leaving Town. That's in the key of C.
All righty.
Maybe that means get out of here, too. Thank you very much. Our time is up. I think that's our allotted time.
Thanks a lot.
I can't find the MCs because they're all out looking for Boyd Phillips. And Boyd's right here. So our next fiddler is going to be Boyd Phillips from right here in the Elkins area. And here's the searcher. And
that's very clever evasion tactics to be right here. You know? Yeah. Boyd, as Jerry just said, is a local boy. You see him down at Pickin' in the Park. And he's going to take our running total of fiddle years up to 332, and we've only had 8 people up so far. So we're going to work for 1,000 by the end of the day. You think that's a good goal? All right, it'd be like the United Way. We're trying to get the numbers up by the end of the day.
So maybe some of the older folks can learn a fiddle tune or two before we.
Yeah, if we get towards the end of the day and we're really close to 1,000, we may have to ask some of you to come up and quickly take us over the top. So. Looks like Boyd has a lot of help here. This is Barb Withy on bass and Michael Klein on guitar. Do I need to tell a joke? I know a lot of jokes. But Barb, I wouldn't do that. All right. Although I think Boyd's ready, so I'll hold the joke. You'll be in suspense. Boyd Phillips.
That's the first time I played that in a little while. We're going to play it now in Bill Cheatham.
See if you can play it up to speed, Boyd. You're kind of dragging this morning.
Oh, okay. Play Big Sandy River. Play Brown County Breakdown. Now we'll play one that I know everybody's familiar with, Turkey in the Straw. Next number, Leather Breeches.
Hey, boy, this beat. We got time for one more, okay?
Just this one?
What's that? Just this one here?
Just one more, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to have a change of pace here. Actually, we're going to do nothing to add to our fiddle year statistics because our next performer doesn't play the fiddle. She plays the hammer dulcimer, though, and she plays fiddle tunes on the hammer dulcimer. So if we get really desperate at the end of the day for numbers, we might count those fiddle tunes, you know. But we're doing real well. This is Patty Lumen. Patty's from Morgantown, West Virginia. And she's 71 years old. She said I could say that. And she's been playing hammer dulcimer for about 30 years. She learned from Russell Fluharty and Worley Gardner were her teachers and influences. She also plays auto harp, and those of you who know me, I'm the auto harp coordinator for Augusta. So, you know, she's been in one of my classes, and so I always have liked Patty. And accompanying her is going to be Betty Manningly on auto harp, and she's been one of my students, too. So this is really good. So play well, Betty. Do me proud. All right, yes. And we have Chet Roth from Horseshoe Run, West Virginia, on guitar. Betty's from Oakland, Maryland. And is this joke time? Do we need some? Yeah, okay. All right, so you're going to get the joke you've been waiting for. Bear with me on this one, folks. There's this guy named Peter, and he has a pet shop in New Orleans. And he calls it Peter's Pet Shop, and he sells all kinds of critters down there. And business is kind of, you know, not doing really well. And suddenly he gets into the shop as one of his pets, this huge anaconda. Well, every time somebody comes in, they go right over to the anaconda and they look at this thing and it's amazing and they start kind of telling their friends about it. And people come to see the anaconda. And when they come to see the anaconda, well, they pick up a pound of birdseed or they might buy a kitty or a puppy. And business starts to get a little better. And he thinks, huh, I ought to use this. I'm going to promote this anaconda. So he puts the anaconda on his business cards and on his stationery, and he changes the sign out front, Pete's Pet Store, and puts the anaconda on it as the logo. And he has the anaconda prominently displayed so people can come in. Well, business now is booming, and this guy has a lot of money, and he's so happy, and he's such a part of the community that he starts donating money back to worthy causes within the community. One of the groups that he decides to sponsor with his newfound wealth is a folk dance troupe. And so he buys them a bus, and this folk dance troupe goes all over the county and around the state and dances, and he pays for it. And this is really great. Well, they become so well-known that they get invited on New Year's Eve to dance at the governor's ball. This is a big thing. So they get in their bus, and of course the bus has on the top a huge anaconda over the top of the bus, and the head of the anaconda is at the front of the bus. You know, great thing. And of course it says Pete's Pet Shop on the side of the bus. So they go down and they dance. They do a wonderful job at the governor's ball. Everybody loves them. They are happy and celebrating. Unfortunately, they celebrate a little too much, and they all have too much to drink, and they get really bombed, including, really unfortunately, the driver of the bus. So when they get back on the bus, they're driving down in the bus, driver doing as people a little intoxicated tend to do, is going very slowly, and it's weaving from one side of the road to the other and back and forth. Eventually, he passes the pet store, where the anaconda has been prominently displayed in the window for the holiday so people can see it. The anaconda looks up and sees this huge snake going down the road like this. He thinks, "Baby, where have you been all my life?" He breaks through the window. He slithers out as fast as he can. He gets in front of the bus. He rears up in front of the bus, and the bus driver, who remember is intoxicated, sees this big anaconda coming up in front of the bus and goes, "Ah!" You know, loses control of the bus. It goes off. Terrible, terrible accident. Everybody on the bus is killed. Well, he was such a prominent citizen in the town now, doing all these wonderful things, that it took the whole front page of the newspaper the next day to get the headline in that says, "Peter's Viper Sacks a Pack of Pickled Steppers." Okay, I'll get out of the way. Hey, it's not easy to learn that joke. It's an easy act to follow, Patty. Hammer dulcimer player, Patty Lubin.
We were looking for Joe Coe. He was going to do bass for us, but I don't know where he disappeared to. Okay. Well, we'll get started. If he comes, we'll just have him continue. We're going to start with the standard one. Then I'd like to do some of Worley's and Russell's tunes for you. Okay, we're going to do the familiar Westphalia Waltz. Okay. Thank you. That's all right, no problem. Glad to have you. Okay, another one, Boney crossing the Alps, or whatever he crossed anyway. Key of D, here we go. Thank you. If Carmen and Andy are out there, we'll dedicate that to them because a group of us played it at their wedding and had a wonderful time. That was the recessional. Okay, Whirly Gardner used to have a piece he called Leather Breeches, which was just a bit different from the normal leather breeches. So we'd like to do it at this time. Key of G. Okay. Thank you. If you know anything about the hammer dulcimer, you know we don't have all those sharps and flats like you do on a violin. So what you do is you sort of improvise. When you come to a note that you don't have, you either play the note before twice or the note after twice and hope people can recognize the tune. So that's why a lot of the versions may seem abbreviated to you. Okay, the next one is Whirly's version of The Cuckoo's Nest, which is also a bit different. Okay, key of D. Okay, here we go. One of the old-time polkas we like to do is called the Jenny Lind, so we'll do it at this time. D, then to G. Then.